And we're back. And this week, I know I missed last week and I had some technical difficulties with an episode, but that episode will be published at a later date and time so that you can get some enjoying purposes, because I definitely had some gems in it, but I was having difficulty just in a day. It was just one of those days. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and I was kind of like over it, and I got frustrated, so I just didn't post the episode. I apologize to my listeners. So welcome to, you know, New Black Mom Life over here. But no, seriously, we're going through the Chronicles for real. And this week's episode is something I wanted to do sooner than later, but I had to kind of wait. And the reason I say that is because a lot of stuff I talk about is out of what I'm going through right now in my life as we're speaking, as we're talking, as we're living. And what's interesting is a lot of times when I'm in, not even in the process, but in motion of, you know, pulling up what I'm going to talk about, a lot of times what I start off with is thoughts. I usually make notes, make mental notes, and try to figure out, okay, what do you want to talk about? What is going on in your life that you want to talk about? And with that, sometimes I get really great ideas. Sometimes I don't. And this week was a really great idea. Now, this week's idea was about childcare. And with that, that is a lot. And what I will say is this episode might get touchy, but I'm speaking off of, again, my experience. So first of all, my new 3-month-old, yes, she's officially 3 months, folks. I know you've been on this journey with me. She's officially 3 months, officially today. But we were seeking childcare, as most of you know, and we were trying to find just something. And when I say just something, I was trying to find something that fit. The difficulty was the fact that me and him have really weird, difficult schedules. We also have other kids who kind of have to fit in our schedules. We also have just a lot going on. And what's difficult is trying to fill it all in together. So, what we found was that maybe we needed to find a permanent home for her. A permanent home in the sense of like a school home, because you got to think about it. Work is like your second home. You work all day long, 8 to 10 hours, sometimes more. It's your home. Sorry, it is. And with that, you almost have to find your child another home that they can live in for 8 to 10 hours. And it was difficult. The first choice I had was finding a nanny through care.com. And I don't mind talking crap, because I'm going to be honest, as much as honesty as I can be, I hate the fact that I have to pay to communicate with people about a job. I am not a job coaster. I'm a regular mom. I want to find a nanny. And I feel it's crazy I have to pay just to communicate with them or find out what they messaged me. It was the biggest ripoff ever. I was so pissed. And I immediately deleted the Care app. They had a couple other apps that were similar, where it was like, oh, you have to sign. You can sign up for free, but to actually talk and have actual conversation, you had to pay. And I just was over it. So I ended up going through friends. And here's the thing, when you get friend recommendations, they are exactly that, recommendations. My biggest pet peeve with recommendations is people should not recommend people they don't really like. And the reason I say that is because I got a handful of recommendations. I got different childcares, as well as, you know, nannies, babysitters, random people my friends knew. What was bothersome was the fact that I don't want some random person. I had one of my friends recommend a lady she knew. Not personally, not, oh, I had a kid who went to her, I know who she takes care of. Oh, I know a lady who watches kids. Sorry, this is my first child. I'm not just dropping her off with some old lady down the street who you can't give me any real, you can't even give me this woman's real info. You're giving me name, address, and phone number, but you're not giving me her information. I need information. So that was already a no. I had someone recommend a childcare facility, which was a part of a group of facilities. And to me, the facilities were not well recommended. Let's just say that. A lot of people can say, you know, I know some places really good. You telling me, oh, I know a place, you know, they watch kids, or that's where I send my child. Cool. But if I feel as though I'm not moved anyway, and I'm the type of person that read reviews. I read reviews for clothes. I look at, you know, what the... So I'm the type of person that orders clothes online, but I read all the measurements of the model. So I know, okay, I'm 5'8½". I am usually, you know, this size or that size. I'm not as curvy as her. I'm a person who reviews everything before I purchase. So with that, I did the same thing when it came to childcare. I reviewed, you know, what people said, how people felt, how they described the place, key words that they used when they talked about the place. When you're telling me about childcare, I'm looking for key words. I am looking for, oh, it's a clean, it's a safe, it's a well-kept, it's a pretty popular, it's a, you know, it's a place that my child's been going to since they were born, and now my child's 5. Like, places you trust. Not just some random place that you happen to find that takes vouchers. And here in the state of Maryland, where I live, vouchers are more or less through the state, where you get through, like, applying for, you know, like, what is the word for it? You apply for, like, houses and Section 8 and all types of help from the state, and they give you vouchers. Vouchers are more or less for people of lower income, and they help you get things like childcare. They'll help you put on WIC, and they'll help you get milk and stuff for your kid, all these things. So with all of that, you know, you get really, you know, not the cream of the crop kind of people using these places. Let's just say that. You get Keisha with 6 kids, and her kids aren't kept well, and her kids, you know, look a little rough in the same facility, you know, with your child, where, you know, you keep your kids clean and decent. But these are places that have a lot of issues, places that take anybody and everybody, because that's what vouchers give you. They give you anybody and everybody. So then I went through Instagram, and I know people are going to judge. How do you go through Instagram? You look up childcare or daycares, or you put, you know, what you might find, and, you know, for babies or, you know, whatever. And I actually came across a couple of pages on Instagram of popular daycares that people more or less talked about. So the more popular the pages are, through friends of who you follow, these pages popped up. So I got a handful of pages I was looking at. A couple of them looked really great. One of them, the woman has about 6 little girls. They're in uniforms. They're super cute, but my baby is an infant, not 1 or 2. So I already knew there, okay, you know, this one page looked really good, and I wish my child could go, but she doesn't take infants. Cool. It's one lady, and I believe the maximum amount of kids per person is like 3 to 5 when they're infants, and about 6 to 8 when they're toddlers per person. So she was already out. Another woman I follow, she didn't have any openings. She already had her max amount of kids. So I knew that was out, because like I said, we needed something urgent. We needed something right here and now, not 6 weeks from now, not any of that. So again, that other person was out. I did come across another young lady. She was just opening her place. Now, she started her Instagram page trying to get popularized, trying to get things together, and it was really great, sounded really good. I was really interested, but again, she hadn't opened yet. So I reached out to her. And within conversation, I realized, okay, she's not open yet. She gave me a start date. I said, okay, awesome. Start date is in 2, maybe 3 weeks. Cool. She ended up pushing back her start date. She ended up changing when she was going to open. She had all these things going on because she's trying to get her facilities together, which is fine. You know, I want your business to be successful. The downside, I needed somebody like today. I don't need somebody 3 weeks after I've already waited 2 weeks. And you told me, okay, we're going to open November 1st. It's now November 10th, and now you're still not open. And then when I did reach out to her, her response was, you know, I am looking to open at such and such date. But if I don't get enough students to sign up, I then won't open till December 1st. That, again, did not fit my timeline. It's now, you know, November, and I was like, I need to have somebody. I have used and abused all my friends and family as much as I physically could without them saying, I can't. Now, it worked well when I was working at my previous job where I was only working, you know, 5-6 hours a day. I have a firm 10-hour schedule now. My schedule fluctuates. And my husband's schedule is pretty set in stone up until Friday, where there he works evenings throughout the weekend. And his weekend schedule is super, super cramped. We already have a lot on our plate, so I needed somebody with a structured schedule. I then had what I call a sister friend request. You know, I, you know, used the person she used for her child when she was an infant. So that was already on the good foot. You know, she gave me a recommendation. I reached out to the woman, never heard anything from her. I'm a kind of person, if I don't hear from you after a certain point, I'm already saying no. But I gave the woman a chance. She eventually reached out to me and said, you know, oh, you know, I did have an open spot, but because, you know, I, you know, downsized the number of students I can take because it's just me, I cannot take your child because I don't have another person to qualify as a secondary teacher. I was already rubbed the wrong way from that. And then on top of that, she tells me, you know, oh, if you do bring her here, what's your schedule? Do you have vouchers? Her whole attitude kind of changed when we started talking about money, because I was like, okay, well, how much is it a week? Well, do you get vouchers? Was her first thing to me, her first statement to me. Rubbed me completely the wrong way. So then that was strike one. Strike two, I heard her in conversation with the children while she's on the phone with me. Kind of rude, kind of short, kind of aggressive. And one thing I don't play, and my husband don't play, is how you talk to my child. My child does not get aggressive talking to her. You know, my husband plays with her, and he puts on his loud daddy voice when she's crying and acting like, you know, she wants to fuss because she wants to have her way. Fine, she's only a baby. And most of the time, he's being jokey with her, but that's, again, her father. The way we carry our children is so different. You know, some people are super gushy, lovey, talk baby talk. We have conversations. We say bless you when she sneezes. We have full conversations. We are trying to get her dialogue up. I don't need anyone aggressively talking to my child. So she kind of had strike two against her. Strike three was her, you know, discussing our schedules and me telling, hey, this is what I need. I need somebody who, if you're going to be, you know, 9-to-5, cool. What do you offer after 9-to-5? Because I don't have a 9-to-5 schedule. Do you offer aftercare services? Do you offer babysitting services? What else do you have to offer? She had none of these. So again, strike three. So by the time we had our second conversation and she told me, oh, well, I can keep her, but only after 3:30 when my husband comes home, who, again, I don't know this man. You didn't say another teacher. You just said your husband, which meant, okay, so it's just some random person watching my child with her husband. And she's already aggressive in conversation. She's already aggressive in how she does things. But she's also not rubbing me the right way in a sense of like, okay, I feel like my child will be in great hands, even if it's an at-home daycare. And here in the state of Maryland, you get a lot of at-home daycares who are certified, qualified, have all their licensing, have people who work well, all their little signs and postages of what they can do, whatever. So after that conversation, I already knew this woman was not a good fit. I was frustrated. I was upset. I was disappointed. I was trying to figure out, okay, what can I do next? So I did what moms do, and I posted on my social media and said, you know, I'm trying to find childcare for my infant. I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do. I'm just over it. So one of my really good friends who I used to work with gives me a recommendation. Now, her child is a little bit over 6 months, and I knew that she had childcare, but it never clicked in my mind to ask her where her daughter was going. We had a brief conversation about it, but I never got in depth. Let me just say that. So once we did get in depth and I was able to get some information, she gave me the lady's number and everything. I talked to this woman literally that morning, and by that evening, she was like, I can come, I can meet her today. Awesome. So I go to meet this woman, and literally I was there for almost 4 hours in just good conversation. We talked about everything, how she took care, what her, you know, her teachers were certified in, what my child would be learning, how they qualify, how they know how to use breast milk. Because my child is a breast milk baby, I need someone who knows how to heat breast milk up properly. I need to know that my child is in a clean and well-facilitated place. She gave me all of that and more. I had to FaceTime my husband because he wasn't home. And by the time he finished talking to her, he felt the same way I did. This woman was amazing. Now, with that recommendation, I took it with a grain of salt in a certain circumstance because, you know, you can take recommendations, but I also knew I would have to approve of her as well. Let me tell you, this woman literally gave me everything I wanted in a teacher for my newborn. They learned 3 languages, sign language, Spanish, and French. They also had a very super clean, I could smell the cleaning products that were used in her home. And even though it wasn't at home childcare, I didn't feel like my child was going to be left sitting in front of watching TV, you know, just kind of left to her own devices. So by the end of it, I also knew that, okay, my child would be safe. There was cameras throughout the facility. There was a way where we can make sure our child wasn't just sitting at the front door waiting for us. But she also had a game plan. She gave me a whole booklet. And you know what else? She didn't take vouchers. So I knew wherever my child was going, people were paying their hard-earned cash and their children were there, were taken care of. Now, don't get me wrong. Parents can do whatever they want. Parents can be however picky they want. But I know what I want for my child. The first advice I would tell people is, you know, be picky, be specific, be aggressively knowing what you want for your child. Now, if you don't care, you know, you just want a daycare, fine, go with what you like. If you know, hey, I want somebody who's going to be like me, that's what I did. And that is most important. So with that, I fell in love. I fell in love with a woman who made me feel like my child was going to be at her mom's house, at her grandmom's house. You know, the women there, it was all women. It was 4 women. The one owner, her daughter, who is also old enough, another woman she hired, and then her mom. All these people are certified. They have CPR training, qualified, kept my baby happy, healthy. And then one of the teachers offers aftercare services, weekend services, babysitting, date night, all of these things. And I'm like, this is perfect. Her pricing was good. And I'll say this. I had people who were telling me, you know, this is how much I pay. When it comes to childcare, you pay for what you get. Her pricing was perfect per week. She also gave me, you know, if you need them to stay a little later, a little longer, whatever, here's else what else you can get. It was perfect. Now, I know people are against home care, and I will say this. When you go into a home care facility, it needs to not only feel and look like home care, but it needs to look like a school as well. I can deal with coming through your house and then you redid your basement, your backyard, whatever, to fit this. But I needed to look, feel, taste, whatever, like home. So by the time I left meeting this woman, my child was already signed up and literally went the next day. She also offered drop-off services for those who didn't need a Monday through Friday full commitment, where my child can go a couple days a week and I can pay per that day. And it was ideal. It was perfect. And everything about this woman was ideal. I say, take your time. I say, figure it out. Get all the details. Do what you need to do. But you also need to make sure whatever you're trying to find is a good fit. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.